This podcast brought to you by Pittwater Anglican. Come hear Pete Burrows live Saturday, 14th of September, sharing money tips and traps in difficult times. Visit pittwateranglican.org/money. This is a Hope 103.2 podcast.
And the Oscar goes to...
And the Oscar goes to...
Can't move, I can't say.
Please be kind, especially when we don't know what's going on.
So what I got?
Movies are dreams that you never forget.
Hey everyone, welcome back to The Watch List. This is Russ Matthews from Real Dialogue, and I have there with me, forging his sword and be able to kind of going forward, we have Ben McKechnie from Hope Media. How are you doing today, Ben?
I'm very well, thank you, Russ, and I'm sure it will make total sense very, very soon of why you just referenced the sword and forging. Well, I mean, we are talking about the Forge movie, but the sword bit, we'll get to that.
We'll definitely get to it. As we're looking at film through the lens of faith, I think this one really is on the nose as far as looking at film and faith today, because we're looking at the Kendricks Brothers film, The Forge. So The Forge
on the nose, you mean, Russ? Is that an American expression for being good? Because on the nose can sound like it's off, but what you mean is it's actually right on.
It's right on. It's spot on. Yeah, so it's spot on. So yeah, there you go. Thank you for that. And I'm so glad you're here to interpret for our international audience and also for our Americans. It's on the nose.
You are welcome.
Thank you so much. Well, hey, I'm just going to chat real quick. I'm going to tell you about The Forge. So for those of you who know the Kendrick Brothers films, you may be familiar with Fireproof, Courageous, War Room, which this film, The Forge, is really, it's not a sequel, a direct sequel, but it does kind of lean into the same characters from the original film of War Room. And this one has Isaac Wright is actually the central character. He's a 19-year-old, just come out of high school. He doesn't really know where he's going in life, plays basketball, plays video games, lives with a single mother, really has kind of lost his way in so many different ways until he finally gets a job at Moore Fitness. And at Moore Fitness, which is owned by Joshua Moore, Joshua Moore not only wants to hire this young man, but also sees potential in him and investing in him from a mentor standpoint, but also from a Christian discipleship standpoint. And this is a fascinating story that kind of really dives into not only American culture, but also kind of looking at what it is to be mentored and discipled as a young man. So I'm looking forward to talking to you about this one, Ben, because I have a feeling there's some different things that kind of niggle on both of us. But specifically, I'd love to know what your thoughts are on The Forge at the beginning.
I'm a no and a yes. I'm trying to find the best way to come at this, Russ. I'm more no than I am yes. And yeah, there are some niggles. It'd be good to get into that. I should confess up front, I've not actually seen a Kendrick Brothers film. I feel like I have, Russ. I've heard so much about the movies that you've just discussed. Sure. And I totally know how they almost single-handedly revolutionized American Christian filmmaking. That is a really impressive feat. But somehow, I've not actually seen one of their films. I've interviewed them. I've been able to see trailers and interviews and all sorts of stuff and talk to people who've seen them. But I haven't. So this is my introduction to the Kendrick Brothers. And it was pretty much what I expected from the film. So I'm a no and a yes. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, for me now, so I have seen them. I've seen the majority of their films. I probably would say if they're standouts for me, it would be Courageous and also Overcomer, which is probably one of their lesser known films. But these are two films that I really enjoyed, as well as War Room. I mean, I will admit completely, especially come from an American heritage, these films are made for American Christians, even though I do think that the messaging can definitely kind of relate to any audience around the world. And hopefully that would be the case for most of the Australian audiences that would kind of engage with it.
Which they have done, Russ, to be totally fair to the Kendrick Brothers movies. They have traveled surprisingly well to other parts of the world, including Australia. Yeah,
well, and most people don't even realize that the number one film within this kind of decade in this era, they actually have the top grossing Christian film in Australia, and that would be War Room. So War Room is actually the film that's done the best in regards to it. And this is kind of a stepping off point for them. And again, I think that this would be an interesting one for audiences to grasp, because it does lean into kind of the African-American culture that we experience. But then on top of it, the very Christian culture that many of these aspects do. And I guess what I really like about, I do feel like what you said, the Kendrick brothers lift the bar as well as the Irwin brothers, who are like from Jesus Revolution and other films. They have really lift the bar within this genre. And so helped definitely improve the quality of the films that we're seeing coming out from this film industry. But I think that really what I'd want to lean into and talk more about is kind of the messaging, and specifically about discipleship and mentorship, what I think is probably the most important aspect of it, and what hopefully most people will be able to come away from with. But yeah, so for me, I probably lean more to the yes, but I think that this is more for your Christian audience, with the potential of having somebody you could invite along to come this, but this is really for your churches, I feel, even though it is a good quality film within the genre.
So you do think you could invite your mates along, including your mates who don't necessarily follow Jesus, Russ? Because that was a reservation that I had watching the film. I'm not sure I would actually look to do that. I think the film is much more squarely directed at people who do follow Jesus. And the yes in my, what I liked about The Forge is what you've already pointed out, is that it's a film that, hand on heart, explicitly is about discipleship and mentoring in the faith, particularly on this occasion, older men towards younger men. That's a fantastic thing. And I don't think I've ever seen a movie about that. So like, that's great in terms of, there's all these movies all over the place that are about different subcultures, different subsets of people. We know them, we love them, or we don't like them, whatever it might be. But there are so many different stories out there. This one, I just don't think I've ever seen anything like this on film. So that's great. However, I found, apart from the message itself that it's broadcasting, the way it's communicating that, I thought was problematic, which goes back to why I would not be likely to share this with a friend who doesn't yet know Jesus.
That's a great point. And I want to kind of tease out some of those things real quick from you as far as kind of sharing that. I mean, if I look back at like the last four films that we've done here on the watch list, I look at the messaging of those films and I kind of go, well, that's actually not what I would necessarily want to say I'd want to exemplify, or even the men that are in it would want to exemplify. While this one,
you don't think you'd be going out to bat for Deadpool and Wolverine and what it's saying about bromances, Russ, let alone other things?
Exactly. So if you're putting it up against what is out on the market currently, I think that this one definitely has a stronger message, and definitely one that would represent what we would probably say within the Christian realm is a very positive message. There are some issues, and I have a feeling some of it's cultural, while some of it is kind of what they're really trying to do. I think that's one of the biggest struggles I've always had with most of Christian films, is they try to do too much. They try to do everything in one film opposed to just kind of focusing on one thing. So this one kind of goes a bit far. Also, the fact that, do we all get Mustangs when we become Christians over in the States? I don't think so.
I'm very glad you raised that, and I'm trying not to talk about this movie, Russ, with spoilers, but I do want to ask you about, is this an Australian thing versus an American thing? Not just the Ford Mustang that features reasonably prominently in the film, but even the setup of Isaiah, as he's known in the film, Isaiah, even how Isaiah meets Joshua Moore, who runs the Moore Fitness Company, where Isaiah ends up getting a job. The way that unfolds, and then the relationship that they have, which is an explicitly mentor-mentee relationship from the kickoff.
Right.
But what I was quite confused by and almost a little bit unsettled by is, this is a boss in a workplace who is effectively evangelizing to his employee. And here in Australia, like, that instantly sets off alarm bells, including for someone who's a Christian, of just like the power dynamics and the words thrown around like coercion, like just the setup alone,
right,
I found problematic, where The Forge could have been set up in a slightly different way, such as a colleague who is explicitly Christian, who is wise and experienced and got their life together. Isaiah could have just reached out to him, or the other way around, at work, and it could have progressed in a similar way to the way Joshua and Isaiah does. And it doesn't have some of the power dynamics and complications of the Kendrick brothers' own making because of the way that they've set up the storyline. And that is just, for me, one example of some of the problematic handling of this discipleship mentoring relationship that we see in The Forge.
And I definitely can understand that. And yes, definitely. Especially, we've moved into a different era. I mean, I think that we've definitely moved into an era. I think that it does come from, and I'd be curious, but definitely based on where the Kendrick brothers are based in the United States, there are opportunities for that. I don't think there's anything wrong with what Joshua Moore did or that character. Actually, I would want to actually exemplify that as a man, as far as reaching out to young men to be able to help in mentoring them and discipling them. And so as a very, he's a very positive character.
He is that.
Within this film. And
actually, very much so.
Yeah. So he is that. But yes, I could definitely understand where, from a storyline standpoint, it can be problematic, especially in this modern era, especially within the power differential between the two. And so, yeah, that can be kind of a challenge. But could it happen? Definitely. Does it happen? Yes. And so I don't think that it's something that doesn't happen. And I think that there are. I mean, if you do find that really in so many of the scenarios and situations, he did still put himself in a situation, as far as it's in the workplace, it was in an atmosphere, or even when they went and did the volunteering. You know, there's some different things that maybe could be interpreted as problematic. Fortunately, it didn't present that way in the film.
And so, which it was never likely to, though, Russ. And again, not trying to give spoilers, but the sort of film this is and who it's pitched at and what it's about, and ending on the quote from the Bible that we call the Great Commission. Like, there is so much about this film that it was never going to go in the more negative way of which I was describing, that in real life, I think, could actually happen. While you were talking about Joshua Moore, I was thinking about Cameron Arnett, who plays him. And he and most of the cast I found really sincere and quite well performed, executed. Like, this is an engaging group of actors who are going through the unfolding nature of this script. But one of the issues that I had, Russ, is as the script unfolds, as the story unfolds, it was all a bit too neat for me, Russ.
And I knew this would be a challenge for you.
And I really want to know what you think of this, because I'm watching it thinking, to me, this strikes me as wish fulfillment for Christians, such as if you were bold enough to share your faith with whoever it might be, a colleague or a friend, whoever. And what happens, Isaiah's response, and also not just his response, but also what happens in his life, and how he embraces, doesn't really question, doesn't really challenge as it goes along. I'm like, this is like best case scenario for evangelism, which I imagine does actually happen, Russ. God can do anything. God can do the impossible. Watching this film struck me as this is like God doing the impossible, where the Holy Spirit is working in someone's life so powerfully that, and again, I don't want to ruin it for people, but I think heading into a movie like this, and if you've seen other Kendrick Brothers movies, I imagine this is what you expect, that it's basically going to go how you would prayerfully hope that it would.
Exactly.
Best case scenario.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, can I really directly apply this in real life for us? From a movie that is encouraging me, especially as a man, to share my faith and mentor and disciple other men. That's a great message. But watching this film, can I really, really come from this and think I could do something similar? And would I therefore expect similar results?
Right. Yeah. I mean, but I guess it is still a film, you know, and so you're still looking at, you know, it's no different than why we embrace superhero films and why we look at all these other things that are all relatively unrealistic in so many ways. And so within this, I think that there were some different struggles, some different challenges that they see. I don't think that, it is like that perfect scenario as far as kind of moving him through this whole process. Yes. So again, I guess I kind of go back to probably looking at who this film is really made for. It's meant to encourage Christians to be able to see that, yes, it actually can happen. You know, that there are opportunities for evangelism and discipleship. Will it go this way? No. I don't think anybody is going to really believe that it kind of all happened so neatly and nicely.
You don't think so, Russ? Oh, I'm glad to hear you say that, because I wasn't sure as I'm watching it. And I wasn't sure if that's the intention of the Kendrick brothers. And I'm not trying to put words in their mouth or try to say what they have or have not said. But I'm glad you're pointing this out, because I was left thinking, I wonder if people will reflect on this, like this should happen for me, or whether, like you're saying, you can treat it like many other films and you can see what the principle is, but it may or may not directly apply in your life in exactly the same way as this story is representing it.
Well, you sure would hope that that's what people, I mean, there will be some people think that this is the way it goes. It's also no different than any other evangelism program or any other thing you do. Sometimes people think, well, I've got to go through all these steps. And if I go through all these steps, then we'll see the exact results and fruit that we want. Usually it doesn't happen that way. Usually there's definitely, it kind of comes in at step three. And all of a sudden we're realizing that it takes years sometimes of process, while other times it can go quite quickly. And so I think that it if you look at the overall purpose of what the Forge is really striving to do, yes, I think they get their message across and it's very clear. Does it go a bit far for me? The Mustang, I'm like going, oh, anyway, I don't want to spoil it for people.
Oh, that was the moment for you? The car was moment for you, Russ? What about the sword? We haven't even talked about the sword and even what the Forge is and what this group of men do. I quite liked a lot of the interaction that was happening in that group of blokes around Joshua Moore.
That's probably the most confronting of scenes, actually, in some of those scenes that were in there. See the guys from the Skit Guys in there, and that was all of a sudden, wow. That's a tough scene that you're able to see. But, and again, even that scene for me, I mean, realistically, how often would somebody be able to get together with this group of men and how often would they be able to honestly get together and even read the Bible with one another? I mean, I look at my schedule and I'm like going, I don't even know how I'd be able to fit all of that in along with all the other things that I do, because these are all also very successful businessmen or successful teachers and all these different things. But again, it's an ideal situation and an ideal world where also it was all perfectly balanced as far as all the different backgrounds of people kind of coming in and being a part of it. So again, I think that that's where you do have to kind of look at this genre of film and what it's really striving to do and who it's made for. I think that the film probably meets its brief in the sense of really looking at who it is that they're really striving to know and know who this audience is. The sword, if you know the Kendricks Brothers films, all of them end up with a book or a specific thing because they want it to go on and be more than just the film itself and having this messaging. And so
something symbolic that sums up the entire message of the movie that they hope will become a real world movement of sorts.
Exactly. And so, you know, and for many men's groups, you know, they resonate with the, you know, the bravado of having a sword, you know, and be able to go through and do that. Realistically, I don't think that there's going to be a lot of men's groups around Australia that are going to be getting swords, but I don't think it's wrong for them to kind of look at a film like this as going, hey, okay, this is ideal world, but yet how could we do something like this to really build into and help to develop the young men in our church and in our community? Because I mean, there are a lot of broken homes. There are a lot of places to be able to do. And I think that's what, if this helps men to be able to move forward and be able to invest in the lives of young men. And just looking at even the scenario and the scene in the cafe with the young lady, I don't know about you, as a father of two daughters, and I have daughters and also granddaughters, that I would like go, I was the dad at the beginning going, hey, you're not going anywhere near my daughter. And to all of a sudden be able to see him change and turn around, that was actually a significant scene for me too. So yeah, it is ideal world. Would I invite all of my mates to this? I'm not sure. I definitely wouldn't have a problem at all inviting my church to come along to this and be able to see it. Again, it's a safe film. That's when I'd be able to say that it's not a film that anyone was going to be really offended by. But I think that it's worthwhile kind of talking with people afterwards going, yeah, maybe this is ideal world, but yet I think that there are some really great lessons we could take from The Forge and be able to see how we can move forward on discipleship and mentorship.
So it makes your watch list then, Russ?
Oh, it makes my watch list, obviously with a caveat towards really kind of targeting an audience. I think that it's not necessarily everybody that I know when I say, you got to go see this film, but I think that there are definitely specific people that I think this would resonate with and also hopefully motivate them in mentorship and discipleship, especially of young men. So yes, it would. How about you, Ben?
It's still not so much for me, Russ. I'm hearing what you're saying, and it could be an American-Australian divide possibly, but my no is more because I am more cautious, I think, about the way this is presented, and I take all the caveats about this is not meant to be the real world, and yet they are setting all of this in the real world, and I think there is a bit of a setup for you may expect this if you go and do these things. However, the yes goes back to what we've been talking about of what the point of this film is overall, stripping away however you feel about the film even, is that it is encouraging Christians, iron sharpens iron, to share their faith with others and develop the faith of others, help others mature in their faith. That is a spectacular and a wonderful thing. And the film also involves everything from forgiveness to family and the importance of those things. So it is a great film in terms of its message. I just wasn't as convinced or as taken in by the way that message is presented.
Yeah, there you go. I think it's fair. And I think that that's what I love about the watch list is that we can really, we don't have to necessarily agree on it, or also even these films that we don't have to agree on them. But I think that we can both see the value that, that could come from them and what we can actually get from it. But also this one, obviously we can really talk about faith and talk because that's all the film is really about. But on top of it, just enjoying the fact that we can talk about this film together and come out at the end and hey, still be friends in the end. So that's a good thing.
I hope so. Mate, that conversation was great. Okay. You're definitely my mate, Russ. We're definitely still mates.
There you go. Fantastic. Good. Well, great. Well, hey, everybody, thanks so much for coming along to the watch list. Hope you've enjoyed this conversation about The Forge. Add in your comments down below if you're watching on YouTube or if you're listening to the podcast. Send in your comments. Please make sure you check out wherever you get your podcasts, also on YouTube, to be able to go through and comment about this. We'd love to hear what your thoughts are on The Forge. Definitely Hope Media would appreciate it. We at Real Dialogue would love to hear it. And make sure you're watching the videos. Go back and check out all the other films and all the other discussions that we've had. And we hope that you're able to get along to the watch list again in the future. So thanks so much, Ben, for being here again this week.
My pleasure, mate.
And definitely iron sharpening iron together. I appreciate you, brother. Watch.